Well, welcome to the October's made-up movie. I love Halloween, Roger.
Yeah, I bet you do.
My name is Brad. I'm one of the hosts here, and I'm joined by Roger. I like that I can kick off made-up movie, and you kick off the actual episodes that people listen to.
Brings a little bit of variety to
it
the
does.
Act. Yeah.
We're joined.
Maybe Jonathan can mock you the next time he's on here. Speaking of which.
We are joined our first real mobile guests, right?
Yeah.
Jonathan, everybody loves him. My dad loves to hate him, but he's here. Jonathan, are you there?
Yeah, Brad's dad's number one guest.
Yeah, Jonathan has to go in 11 minutes to put the kids to bed, so he will probably peace out before we're done. But we're also joined by producer Gary.
Brad's dad's number one favorite.
From
what I've heard.
He's laying down the gauntlet.
Gary, next time I see you, we'll fight for it if you want.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Bring it.
As long as that fight is clothed.
Non-celebrity death match.
Yeah. Oh. Podcast death match.
We're just going to record it for the podcast. Everybody's going to hear a bunch of grunting.
Oh, my gosh. Confusing. I don't know if anyone wants to hear you and Jonathan grunt.
No, it'll be very confusing.
So, right. the way made-up movie works... Gary, can you turn my mic up just a little hair? The way made-up movie works is Gary's going to read a submission from someone. I think he turned Roger up. The look on Roger's face was funny.
Did you mean your headphones or your mic?
My headphones.
Okay, he turned up your mic.
Oh.
No.
Well, okay, so the way it works is Gary's going to read a submission from someone, and we're going to try to see if this is movie gold or movie torture, and if this movie... could possibly be made in Hollywood.
If it's something we could pass on to movie producer guy that we know.
Yeah, movie producer guy. Okay, Gary. Right. Go ahead and read this month's movie.
All right. Hey, guys. I think I have a great Halloween movie that should be made. It opens with Jack and Anna, who love classical organs. They see an ad about the rarest of organs at a bed and breakfast. They decide to book it and go see the organ. They arrive, and the man who lives there is tall and very pale and creepy looking, with a suit on and pearly white teeth. Let's see. They want to see the organ, but he promises to play it for them and the other three couples by nightfall. When it gets dark, he begins to play, and as he plays, the couple's true selves are revealed. We get to see all the lies that they have been telling each other. We see that Anna has been having an affair on Jack, and by movie's end, they're trying to kill each other. The organ player, as the movie goes on, starts to look more ghoulish to the couples. They can't escape his house. They try to kill themselves, but they can't, and at the movie's end, they are told they are already in hell. And now the organ player can move on. Jack becomes the new organ player at the end as he greets new souls at the gateway to hell. Let me know your thoughts, guys. This is from Barry from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow. That's a dark, dark movie. I like scary movies, though, so...
What was her name again?
The woman's name?
Yeah.
I think... Did it say Anna?
No. The one who wrote the lady who wrote it in.
Barry from Little Rock.
Oh, is Barry a girl?
I thought you said, okay.
Have you ever known a female Barry?
No.
I have known
Barry Weiss.
Barry who?
Barry Weiss.
Oh.
Barry Wise.
Who is that?
She, you got to be on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not a Twitter. Is it X now?
Yeah. Oh, you got to be an Xer.
Yeah, got to be an Xer. Okay, Jonathan, first thoughts.
Wait, what were the characters' names? Is Jack and Hannah?
Anna.
Jack and Anna.
Anna.
No, I thought it was like Jack Hanna, like the guy with the animal TV show. Oh,
that would be hilarious.
The zoo up in Columbus.
The zoo. It's all about the zoo.
Or I was kind of hoping for Jack and Diane so I could sing the song.
Oh, we did that on the Scream episode?
It may have been.
Where we talked about Freddy Krueger and Mellencamp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did have one thought. The organ player, all I imagined was Boyd Crowder from Justified. the way he was described. Ooh,
yeah, that does sound like a good. So are you saying we cast Walter Goggins? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Walt Goggins, yep.
As the organ player. He was also in House of a Thousand Corpses, by the way.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, he was one of the police officers in House of a Thousand Corpses. If there's any Rob Zombie fans listening. So what do you think about this, Jonathan? I know you're on a limited time schedule. What did you think immediately of Barry's Little Rock from Arkansas?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm thinking Little Shop of Horrors. What'd you think of this?
I kind of like the idea. I would need definitely some more like story development, or else it sounds like a short movie, but I like the idea.
I like short movies. So
what I'm talking 15 minutes.
15 minutes, like an actual short 15-minute movie?
Like an episode, yeah. Episode of American Horror Story?
Yeah. So Roger doesn't like scary movies. That's known, right?
That's just because he's
not a Halloween guy. I'm just not a Halloween guy.
So, Roger, have you been to Arkansas?
I've passed through.
That's a horror story in itself, right? The whole state.
It had its plus and minuses.
So, Blumhouse
Trent. It's just flat.
Yeah, it's definitely flat. Blumhouse Trent and I wanted to go to Arkansas. We went to Memphis. We're like, let's drive into Arkansas. So we drove all the way into Arkansas one night just to go to Shoney's, which in retrospect sounds so sad. We wanted to go to Shoney's and get that brownie. They have a brownie at Shoney's. It's
the hot fudge brownie.
The hot fudge brownie
cake.
Hot fudge brownie cake. We were so excited. We went to Shoney's, and it was a letdown, of course. Last time I've been to Shoney's, and that was probably 8-9 years ago. I don't want to go back.
Strawberry pie is my favorite.
Shoney's?
When there was Shoney's around, yeah.
I think they're around in Tennessee. Am I right, Jonathan?
Yeah. My favorite part of Shoney's is the fights that break out.
Oh, they do have. Producer Gary, do you even know what Shoney's is?
No, but the way you're describing it, it sounds like a Waffle House.
You know the big boy outside the antique place here in Belmont?
Mm-hmm.
That was the mascot for Shoney's.
Was that at the actual Shoney's in where we're at?
I'm not sure where it was from, but I just know it's a Shoney's.
I didn't know that.
What if we created a Shoney's fight club where we would just go to Shoney's and then start fights in the back
and the winner gets a free trip to the breakfast bar?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that's winning or losing, though.
I used to, my favorite part was Shoney's was going on Friday and Saturday night, late night, and they'd have the breakfast bar open then.
At nighttime?
Yeah, because like when I used to deliver pizza, I'd get off there, I'd go there, just chow down some breakfast food and go home.
Wait,
like a whole bar, like a
breakfast
like
bar.
Like a
buffet, yeah.
That sounds good.
So you did Gary's job? You did Gary's movie job in real life? Deliver pizzas?
Yeah, I did that when I was in college, pay for an engagement ring. So
that is Gary's movie job. In every movie that you listeners hear, I always pretty much say he's a pizza delivery guy.
The Pizza Hut was located on Tuckasegee Boulevard right down the road from Tuckasegee Park. And we knew, like, as a delivery driver, if you turned right and you went towards Freedom Drive, you wouldn't get much of a tip. If you turned left heading towards, like, Pawtucket Development and the rest of the West Side Charlotte, you had a better chance of getting the tip. So it was, it was a fun job. Got to listen to radio all the time. And
did you ever eat the product?
Oh, pizza, pan like, pizza, man!
Like steal a pep off of someone's pizza.
No, you don't mess with people's pizza.
You don't mess. I bet there's drivers that's done that though.
The only bad thing about delivering pizzas for Pizza Hut was when they put anchovies on the pizza.
Oh, I bet your car smelled like pizza all the time.
It smelled the anchovies smelled horrible, but it was a good job.
Do you think like if you're, hold on, producer Gary does want to say something, but before we let him talk, do you think that when people, if you have a repeat customer that's a total Karen, and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to deliver producer Gary's house again. He's such a tool bag. You know what I mean? Do you think there's ever a pizza guy or a DoorDasher that wants to fart on their food before they deliver it to them?
No, I don't.
Jonathan, what do you say?
I would never fart on anyone's food. That's weird. I wouldn't mess with anyone's food. It's off limits.
That is.
I do know a guy when I was in college. This dude I know was a delivery driver, and I don't even remember who it was for, but he pretended to get robbed one time so he could keep all the pizza.
Oh, that's kind of a power move.
Right? Yeah, he pretended to have gotten robbed, yep.
And he kept all the pizza.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So they had an order that he wanted that bad.
Wow.
What was you going to say, Gary?
Well, I was just going to say, getting back to this, the movie, I thought, like, the way he described it, having the different people in the hotel or whatever, like, I think this could be one of those anthologies where it's like one episode is one person's whatever they're seeing, like, mm-hmm. their backstory or whatever, because it seems like these would be very in-depth, interesting characters.
So you see this more as a show than a movie?
Well, like one of those little limited.
Yeah, there's a show on CBS called Ghosta, I think.
It's just like limited series.
But that's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
This is not a comedy. Jonathan, we're sorry. You probably got to go, right?
Yeah, I'm going to drop off, guys. You have a good one. It's a good movie idea.
Thanks. See ya. Okay, now we can make fun of Jonathan. He's gone. I'm just kidding.
Like you guys did me last week when I wasn't here.
Oh.
I listened to that one on the way.
Oh, you listened to Saw 3D. Yeah. Yeah. You were protesting.
We at least had one listener for last week's show.
No, my dad loved last week's episode. He said one of the best we've done.
Jeez, that makes me feel
but
good.
I feel like he likes every episode we do. Like, he never calls me up after one drops and goes, "Bro, I didn't really like that episode." Because I remember when I first pitched our podcast to him, he says, I don't really know a lot about movies. So he's come a long ways. He listens, and he just enjoys our conversation.
He probably still hasn't learned much about movies either.
I doubt. If you're coming to this podcast to learn about movies, sorry, not sorry. But back to the movie.
Yes.
The movie at hand that Barry has took time. Thank you, Barry. If you're listening, though, email the show, workadviceforme, or no, I did that again. I do that all the time. My dad has called me out on that. MovieTorturePod@gmail.com.
Brad has so many podcasts, I can't remember which one he's on.
I have two. MovieTorturePod@gmail.com, or find us on Instagram, MovieTorturePod. Send us your movie idea. Thank you, Barry, for doing it, but we're not done with your movie yet. So, Gary, I like your idea of an anthology.
I mean, I think, I don't know how you put, I think if you want it to be detailed enough, it's hard to put that in, like you said, that sweet spot of like hour and a half, 2 hours max. Like, mm-hmm. So, and.
What's something that you would go, that's rare that you would want to see at a bed and breakfast?
Like a reason I would go to a bed and breakfast
to see something rare, because these people are going to see a rare organ.
So they're definitely music people. Like, they're definitely like the orchestral. I'm imagining them with like the little binoculars. You know,
mm-hmm. they use
like
yeah.
an opera to see.
Opera. Now they're opera. Yeah, well, I imagine
kinda,
a stick.
Just a stick. A stick. But something I would want to go see that was like really rare. I don't know. Like
it, what's your favorite band? Like, what's a band you like?
I like Iron Maiden.
Okay, so what if you could go to this bed and breakfast and hear a rare Iron Maiden song that nobody else could hear unless they say at this bed and breakfast? Would you be enticed?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I imagine they're probably getting like some kind of special written invitation too. Or how do they find out about it?
I don't know. We got to figure that out. Like, is the invitation written by the ghoulish man? Like, if us three wanted to hear a rare podcast, would us three go to a bed and breakfast together? I don't think three dudes at a bed and breakfast is a good look.
No, no.
Do you think
we're more Motel 6 guys around here?
Speak for yourself.
Roger says no.
So now,
no bugs in my bed.
So we did find out that they're dead, right? At the end.
Yeah, they are dead.
Spoilers, but yeah, they're so.
Since they're in hell. They all went to hell. So they're mean people. I mean, they deserve it, right?
Well, I guess so. And I was kind of, like you said, imagining, you know, why, how their lives were before they died, or like why they ended up in hell, right?
So like, could one of them be secretly a murderer that we don't know? Like maybe they killed someone in college, and they've never told anyone, but they killed someone because they wanted to be the captain of the cheerleading team, and another and maybe one of the guys is like, I don't know, he stole a bunch of money from his company and put people out of jobs. Like, we could have a lot of different episodes showing what they do, but then they're trying to kill themselves at the end because they don't know how to escape this torture.
Well, this does say one of the women and one of the guys are having an affair, and they try to kill each other by the end of the movie. So,
I mean, organ music alone would make me want to kill myself.
So. Oh, there's a lot of organ music. I think we need... Producer Gary, we need a Halloween theme in this movie, like a Halloween, you know, theme song, like what Halloween has. Mm-hmm. We need that here. Mm. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about writing music for an organ.
No, but we need someone to come up with that. We need something like this. But an organ. Mm. You know, we need organ music. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, there is classical music that sounds creepy.
Like something very, like this, maybe?
I thought that was the Undertaker's music.
It sounds pretty.
Something, yeah.
Something like that, some organ music. Mm. Some people are probably thinking we're saying Oregon music. Did you ever play the Oregon Trail? The game, the Oregon Trail. Did you ever play that?
No.
Oh my gosh. When I was a kid, we were like six, like our school had only like 25 Mac computers. This is back in the early 80s and on the computer was Oregon Trail. And I would love to go to computer class once a week to play Oregon Trail. I would die a lot in it, much like these people in this movie.
Is that the one where you get dysentery?
Yes, you get dysentery, you die. You're on a wagon, your wagon breaks down. You get pillaged. There's a lot going on. A lot going on in that, but yeah.
So do the what are we going to call them? Like the victims, do these people have like their own song when it shows like their backstory, or is it just one song through the whole movie?
I think they each have their own organ song that characterizes them. So each episode...
That time it did sound like you said Oregon.
The Oregon. They have their own Oregon song. They have their own organ music. Each episode's a new descriptor for Jack, for Anna, for whoever the rest of the characters are.
But we still have the same guy playing the music, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see him, his nails probably get longer as the movie goes on. His
face starts, like, falling apart.
Oh, yeah. He's... Definitely a corpse. Mm. He's dead. Then there's creative ways on how they try to end their life. Mm. But, you know.
The way I'm imagining him kind of looks in my head like the guy from, is it like Creepshow? Or what was that
show? Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good show, by the way. Mm. I liked it. Twilight Zone, ever watched? Do you like Twilight Zone?
Oh, yeah. The classic. Yeah. Black and white, yeah.
Oh, man, Rod Serling. Did you ever watch that, Roger?
Yeah, it used to come on, you remember Those Were the Years? It used to come on CBS 11:30 on Friday nights.
No, that was before my time.
I don't know, no, really. I'm trying to think.
I do remember mud wrestling on TV late at night.
I don't remember mud wrestling.
Watching the mud.
I remember
Up with mud wrestling?
Glow wrestling, I remember that.
Glow wrestling? Yeah.
The women, yeah.
Gorgeous ladies of wrestling. Yeah. I've learned that from you and Jonathan.
Yep.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Wasn't that a movie?
Glow.
Yeah, there was. A movie based on...
That's the reason.
On
I
that
know
in
it.
The 80s, yes.
So, do we want to add anything to this movie or what?
I think we added a little bit.
I like this movie, Barry.
What character would Gary play?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I feel like Gary could be like...
Maybe Jack? We never give him a lead role in any of these movies.
I was going to say he could be an organ repairman.
Organ repairman.
Who shows up to, like, polish the organ.
So wait, they just coincidentally an organ repairman dies? I'm here to play with your
keys. Yeah, I'm here to play with your keys.
So now coincidentally an organ repairman has died and he's going to hell too. But this guy's got an organ. He's like,
No, you show up at the house.
But they're dead, right?
Yes, but you are still very much alive and you're from heaven and you're trying to warn them that they're already dead.
Trying to warn them that the organ music's evil.
So I'm the angel organ repairman?
I don't know. You just like to polish organs. That's all I know.
Oh, don't say that, Brad.
Have like the utility van with the wings on the side.
Oh my gosh, and it says Gary's.
I mean,
Gary's
what?
Repair. Gary's organ repair.
This is terrible. I'm sorry, we're ruining your movie, Barry. But trying to.
Let me clean your chimes.
Oh my gosh. I am the Gary's keys to your heart. He shows up. Hey guys, I'm here to clean the organ. I'm gonna polish it.
So wait, now I'm talking to him? Am I dead?
No. Is he dead already? I mean,
we got him all.
What if I'm not dead?
That's the thing. You come to the house and they try to kill you, but you like.
And it just creeps me out because I can't see them.
Now you've got angel powers, so you're able to battle them.
You have angel powers. Could his last name be Wings? Gary Wings?
I'm just.
See, I was
or thinking. Gary Angel.
What if he's Gary an angel of death? Already, what if he's really the Undertaker?
We said the organ player was like the Undertaker.
What if he's the Grim Reaper?
Or the pallbearer?
The pallbearer.
That laugh sounded like the pallbearer.
Wait, who? I don't know who you're. What?
Pallbearer was like the manager for the Undertaker when he first came to wrestling.
I thought you just meant a pallbearer. No. Like, I come in with four other random guys.
He had a really like high pitched laugh. It was.
Thanks, Roger. This podcast is making me feel great about myself. Gary's an angel pizza delivery guy. Now he's a pallbearer.
So Gary shows up and he goes.
What am I doing?
Just ringing the doorbell.
Oh. It's a really long doorbell.
And then the ghoulish man goes, "Welcome, Gary." And he's like, "Hey, I'm just here to polish the old organ."
When it's crunch time, we've got
your back. Oh, what is this? We got a commercial coming on. We don't want a commercial. And Gary's like the happiest guy in the movie, right? He's got nothing.
Because he's going to heaven.
Yeah, he's like.
Next time we're going to hell.
Wait.
But why would an angel be in the hell house?
Yeah, why are they sending an angel to repel hell's organ?
Doesn't make sense at all. Let's just go back to.
Come on, Barry. You should have thought that better.
You are a henchman for the gatekeeper, the organ player. But you are the organ polisher and the key shiner. You keep it fixed for him.
Okay, so now I'm like an Igor.
Yes. You're like his little henchman. Now you're the devil's henchman. Ooh, that sounds like a cool movie title. Mm. The devil's henchman. Mm. Hello, Gary. You're now the devil's henchman. Sorry, Barry. Okay, is this movie gold? I think this could be movie gold.
Wow. I'll be the negative on this one since I'm not into the Halloween movie, so I will.
You say no to
the only
Barry.
The only way this movie saved is that Gary's in it.
You That's wouldn't watch this regardless, though, so you're a bad example.
Yeah.
Gary, you would watch this, right?
Oh, Gary definitely would.
I think I would, but I feel like I don't. I feel like one of the problems with the horror movie, I don't want to add too much. Like, I feel like we added a lot. A lot of that I thought was good.
Are you talking about adding a bunch of the Gary stuff?
I don't want to add a bunch of the Gary stuff.
Well, I like imagining you in a van with coveralls on that had a little logo there with an organ. I can't.
Leave Gary alone. Come on.
You ring the doorbell. It's like, Gary's here. Hello, Gary.
Why do I have a van?
Because you keep organ parts on it.
And a house down by the river.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
No, the whole. No, I don't.
Gary's eating Cheetos when he comes to the door. He can't touch the keys because he's got Cheeto dust on his fingers.
But so am I dead?
You're dead, but you eat Cheetos all the time. That's, I'm not a Cheeto guy, though. I'm not a Cheeto guy.
I like Cheetos.
I like Cheeto.
It gets stuck on your fingers.
That's why you got to use the bag and just shake them in your mouth.
That's a pro move.
Yeah. That's if you're at work on lunch, that's how you have to eat Cheetos. Mm. So you don't have to go back in the, you know, the washroom and like spend 10 minutes getting it off your fingers.
Did you just call a bathroom a washroom?
That's so British.
What are you like? I must go to the loo and wash my hands.
Use the bidet.
Hi, my name's Gary. I'm here to polish the old organ you got over there. Well, say, that's a 300-year-old organ.
So now he's, now I'm a redneck. Now I sound really, now I'm a hillbilly.
Hillbilly Gary. I like that.
But I'm dead.
But you're dead.
And I'm fixing organs.
Barry says, I like my movie idea until these guys tore it up to pieces.
I think this is movie Goldberry and movie Goldberry. Almost like Goldberg.
I like it.
Movie Goldberry. I'm glad that someone in Arkansas or Arkansas is listening to this podcast. Definitely make this a movie. 100%. I would watch this on Netflix or Paramount Plus or any of them. I think it's great.
I might would go to the theaters to see this if the advertisements were good.
But if it's an episodic show, you're not going to theaters. If it's a movie, yes.
True.
I would go to the movie. Me and you.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, would not invite Jonathan and go see this movie.
Yeah, he wasn't here for the podcast. Well, he was here for, he called in to the podcast. You can't call into a movie. So
yeah, he called. Well, actually, we called him up. Anyway. He didn't even expect to be on here tonight. We just threw him on.
There's been some producers this year that called in movies. Yeah, they just, you know, did do a really good job with them. Yeah.
You talking about producer Gary?
No, no, like movie producers.
Actual movies.
For sure, yeah.
Called in some of these movies we're going to preview in the coming weeks.
Oh, my gosh. When we kick off November, that's the worst of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Well, hey, for producer Gary, for Roger, my name's Brad, and we will see you next time on next month on Made Up Movie.